Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We got our good friend Robert J. Fisher, CFP, here. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager. He's an investment advisor extraordinaire with significant experience on many levels of the investment world, but he's also a great thinker. And he's here to talk to us about the difference between the way we think and the way we perceive things. Bob Fisher, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's good to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. You know, this concept of perception has always been fascinating to me, because I remember someone said to me once a long time ago, perception, it was talking about how other people regard us, and the way we behave, and how people respond to that. And someone said to me one time, he said, remember, perception is everything. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I know that Edward de Bono said that most people are very, very good thinkers, but the mistakes that they make is not in their thinking, but in their perception. And
what's the difference?
Well, when we think, what we do is we process data, we use our logic, our reasoning, and we make decisions. But so frequently when we do that, we do not have all of the facts, and we haven't looked at things through other people's perspective,
mm-hmm.
through other people's windows.
And so perception is how we make up the parts in the middle that are missing.
Yes, you know, there's the story of the seven blind men and the elephant.
Mm-hmm.
And the seven blind men had never, ever seen an elephant. So they all went up and they touched different parts of the elephant. And one blind man touched the ear and said, an elephant, it's like a leaf. And another one touched the leg and said, well, no, it's like a tree trunk. And somebody mm-hmm. else touched the tail and the tusk, etc. And so they all got together and they all argued about what the elephant looked like. And the key to the story is all the blind men were right and all the blind men were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And what we forget is that we are all blind men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good, great old fable. And as we were saying, we tend to do that. I think what we do, Bob, is we start out with an opinion, with an attitude, with a perception of things, and we fill in the fact blanks as time goes by, hopefully. What do you think?
Yes, that's what we call thinking error called confirmation bias,
mm-hmm.
where we look for all the things that support our preconceived ideas.
Right.
And we never look for the things that are contrary to our idea. In my book, The Naked Portfolio Manager, I've got two chapters where I challenge my theory about investing, where I say, let's argue that I'm incorrect, and let's try to find that case. And that's how I tested my theory.
Right. Talk to us some more about that. Tell us more about that.
Well, what my theory was that using rules was a superior way to make decisions over using judgment. So I have two chapters in the book where I try to make the case that judgment is a superior way to make decisions instead of rules. And when I try to argue from reverse of my fundamental theory, you know, I find that it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. So tell folks how you would use that to apply it to improving their thinking or improving their perception by doing better thinking.
Well, here's a good. Suppose a businessman wanted to hire another salesperson. He said, "Gee, if I could have another salesperson, I could go ahead and he could take care of a lot of the sales, and I'd have more time to work on these other things." Mm-hmm. And so he's determined that he wants to hire another salesperson. Now, what he needs to do is stop and say, "Okay, what are all the reasons that I shouldn't hire another salesperson?"
Mm-hmm.
Argue the case. You know, why shouldn't I? Okay, I've got more overhead. I've got another person I need to support.
So harden your perceived what you perceived about this. Harden it with contrary thinking, with alternative ideas.
Yes.
All right. Hold on to that thought. Give us your website, Bob.
It's www.thenakedportfoliomanager.com.
All right. That's the title of the book, too. Bob and I will be right back. Bob Fisher is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to become better.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.